From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iran's president says a framework agreement reached with world powers will protect his country's nuclear rights and provide relief from international sanctions. In a televised address to the nation on Friday, Hassan Rouhani said the nuclear agreement is an acceptance of Iran's right to enrich uranium on its own territory. He added the program is only for peaceful means. The Iranian president vowed that Iran will not cheat and will honor all of its pledges in the agreement. In his words, as long as the other side honors its promises as well. Thursday's framework deal between Iran and six world powers, the United States, Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia, sets the stage for a final agreement to be completed by June 30th. Kenyans are mourning their dead after Thursday's day-long siege by al-Shabaab militants at an eastern university left 148 people dead along with the four attackers. The Kenyan government is offering a $220,000 reward for an al-Shabaab member thought to be behind the attacks, Mohamed Muhammad Kuno. The al-Shabaab attackers stormed the campus before dawn on Thursday and began shooting indiscriminately. Witnesses say the gunmen later targeted Christians and freed Muslims. Joseph Nkaiseri is Kenya's Interior Cabinet Secretary.
I can now confirm to Kenyans that we regrettably lost 142 students and three security officers and two college security detail.
This is VOA News. Forces loyal to the internationally recognized Yemeni president Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi have pushed Houthi militants out of the center of Aden. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Hadi forces control most of that southern port city.
Southern Yemen resistance fighters exchanged automatic weapons fire and mortar rounds with Houthi militants in the center of Aden early Friday. The Houthi fighters withdrew from most of the center of the city by midday, including the presidential palace. The governor of Aden, Abdulaziz bin Habtour, told Arab media Friday that southern resistance fighters loyal to President Hadi now control 95% of central Aden. Saudi coalition military spokesman General Ahmed Asiri told journalists the Houthis were trying to show the media that they controlled parts of the city but were being pushed out. The ongoing conflict between the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels has left a vacuum in parts of the country, especially along the southern coast, which al-Qaeda is trying to fill. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
China's former security chief was charged Friday with bribery, abuse of power, and disclosing state secrets. 72-year-old Zhou Yongkang once headed China's National Petroleum Corporation and accumulated vast power and wealth as he rose through the ranks. He was a member of the Communist Party's elite Politburo Standing Committee, the most powerful body in China. A brief statement on the website of China's top prosecutor's office said that Zhou's alleged crimes led to great losses of public funds. If convicted, Zhou could receive the death penalty or life in prison. French aviation investigators say analysis of the flight data recorder from the German wing's plane that crashed in the French Alps last month reinforces the theory that the co-pilot crashed the plane deliberately. Investigators said Friday the data indicates that co-pilot Andreas Lubitz reset the automatic pilot and repeatedly increased the speed as the plane made its deadly descent. Also Thursday, German prosecutors investigating the crash said Lubitz had searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in the days before the deadly crash. Voice recordings from the first black box led investigators to conclude the 27-year-old co-pilot locked the pilot out of the cockpit before smashing the plane into the ground. 150 people were killed. U.S. employers hired workers at the slowest pace in more than a year in March, with a net gain of only 126,000 jobs. Friday's Labor Department report said the unemployment rate remained steady at 5.5%. On Wall Street, markets were closed for the Good Friday holiday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.